You are special, and you are here for a reason, and you are here to be built up in the name of Jesus. And you're not here by accident. We know that you matter. And so we praise God for each and every day. To praise God for His love, for His grace, for His mercy. And His mercy is so good, so abundant, so amazing that we need it each and every day. So welcome to the live stream. Thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel, saving more souls by sharing this video. My name is Pastor Josh Pan, and we're here to say yes to Jesus forever. And today we have a shorter live stream, but welcome, welcome, everybody. Chloe, Tom Shorts, hello there. And everyone who comes by, we're looking at being anchored in God's word. Being anchored in God's word. So when we live our life, we have a choice to be connected to God, to be anchored to God, to be anchored to Jesus or not. And if you want to live a life for God, then you got to know who He is. And the Word of God is here for you to build your life upon it, to have a solid foundation, to experience Him, and to build a life that is of meaning, of purpose, of love, and a life that is so much better. Because without God, we cannot do anything on our own power. So glory to God. Welcome, welcome. And so let's read from 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 1 to 8. We're getting back into 2 Kings. We went through 1 Kings for a whole month. And now we're looking at 2 Kings, which is, let me read it. Amen. And so we thank God for everything He's done for us. And may God bless this live stream and bless each one of you. And may you be equipped with the word of God so that you will not ever falter. Oh yeah, thanks for the thumbs up, subscribe, and also it helps the channel. So glory to God and may you be blessed. Listen to the very end because we know that God always, He always blesses so many people through the word of God being spoken, being meditated upon, being prayed upon. And so we give glory to God. I see y'all. All right, let's go. Let's go, Holy Spirit. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, Lori and everyone. So, after King Ahab's death, the wicked evil king, Moab, rebelled against Israel. And now, Ahaziah had fallen through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria and injured himself. So he sent messengers saying to them, "Go and consult Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, to see if I will recover from this injury." But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, "Go up and meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and ask them, is it because there is no God in Israel that you are now going off to consult Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron?" That's the false god. "And therefore, this is what the Lord says, you will not leave your bed that you are lying on, and you will certainly die." So Elijah went. And when the messengers returned to the king, he asked them, "Why have you come back?" And they said, "A man came to meet us, and he said to us, 'Go back to the king who sent you and tell him, this is what the Lord says, is it because there is no God in Israel that you are sending men to consult Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore, you will not leave your bed that you are lying on, and you will certainly die.'" And so we're reading from 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 7 and 8 right now. Verse 7, "The king asked them, 'What kind of man who is to come and meet you and told you?' And they replied, 'He is a man with garment of hair and with a leather belt around his waist.' And the king said, 'This is Elijah of Tibet, Tishbite.'" Wow, this is a whole lot to take in. But hang in there, because the word of God is alive and powerful. The word of God is for you. And we can see this is when the northern kingdom and southern kingdom of Israel was divided in the Old Testament. And it was after King Solomon has sinned and not turned back to the one true God. And then So after him was this separation of kingdom, the divided kingdom. And then King Ahab was in charge of the northern kingdom, which had 10 tribes, while the southern kingdom of Judah had 2 tribes. And the northern kingdom was so wicked, so evil, that they did not turn back to the one true God. Instead, they worshipped false idols, false gods, and they were led astray. And Elijah, the righteous prophet, he was actually saying, "Is there not the Lord our God in your kingdom?" And so Elijah said, "You will stay in your bed, and you will not be blessed by God, and you will surely die." And that was the quick message here. And we're really talking about being anchored in God's word. So, we should learn in our reflection. Talked about being firmly rooted. Firmly rooted and being confronted by the truth. In this verse 1-8, we can see so much value in it. Although it's hard to abstract it yourself, but God really speaks to us through the small, still, quiet whispers and voices. And so here, being firmly rooted, King Ahaziah's action, it seeks guidance from another deity instead of turning to the one true God, Yahweh, reflect this lack of trust in the Lord, in the Lord who brought them out of Egypt from the bondage of slavery, the Lord who led them through the wilderness and provided for them for their every need, their food and their everything. They lacked the trust in God. And trials, they often serve as crucibles that test the depths of your faith. And trials comes and goes. And in moments of adversity, your response, who you turn to, who you lean upon to, lean on, reveals the state of your heart and the strength of your trust in God. While it's easy to profess and say, and your faith in God, when all goes well, I'm always going to turn to Him. But only being truly grounded in God's Word, the Word of God, the Bible, will enable you to withstand many of life's storms, of the flames, of the fire, of the giants that you come across. It's going to test you, these trials and tribulations. It's going to try to shake you up. The winds and the waves are going to crash over you. And if you are not built upon the foundation of God's word, then you are going to experience your life being shaken and being blown away by the world, by the devil, by your own selfish desires. But the word of God allows you to have that firm foundation, the truth, the anchor, the ground in which you cannot be shaken by anything of this world. The word of God acts as an anchor in your afflictions, providing you ultimate stability. God is the ultimate stability in your life, and assurance amidst this turmoil and doubt. And there will be moments when your faith is severely tested, financially, relationally, mentally, physically, spiritually. There's going to be times when you will be tested. And in these moments, you must put your faith upon the firm foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our trust, our hope is in Jesus. Jesus is the answer, because Jesus came from heaven to earth, so that you may go from earth to heaven, so that you may have an intimate relationship with the Heavenly Father as He has created you to do so. We must trust in His Word. Learn about what Jesus says in the Word of God, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. See His miracles. See His power. See His mindset and His habits. He always went to the Heavenly Father in prayer in the morning, first things first, putting God first. He didn't put ministry first. He put God first. His relationship with the Heavenly Father first. And He says, "I do as I see the Father doing. I do not do as I wish to do myself. I do as the Father is doing. So not my will, but yours be done. May you increase in my life, and I decrease. So read the Word of God. Trust in His Word. Let the Scripture encourage you to find strength in God, Yahweh, Almighty, God who teaches us, leads us. And when He went to heaven, after dying on the cross, bearing our sins, paying for us the penalty that we deserve, He rose in victory, defeating sin and death, so that you can live in victory, in breakthrough, in glory, in honor. You can live in Christ alone, who never lets us down. Find strength in God through the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Allow the Word of God to guide you. And when He ascended to heaven, He not only gave you salvation and peace and hope and all these things, He gave you the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, which gives you love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, and self-control. These are the fruit of the Spirit. These are what the world cannot offer. True peace, lasting peace, everlasting joy. This is what God gives us. And we praise Him for all that He's done for us, giving us more than enough. More than enough. Ah, how good, how gracious, how glorious is our God. During this summer, during every season we live in His grace, from glory to glory. In every season, from victory to victory, in every season, from life to life, faith to faith, from Jesus to Jesus, from peace to peace, joy to joy. He gives us these things. But we must, absolutely must, root our lives upon the Word of God, trusting in the one true God, saying, yes, Lord, you are our Savior, our Messiah, and without you, we cannot do anything. You have bought me, you have purchased me with your blood and covered me so that my sins no longer have hold on me. I'm set free in the name of Jesus. I'm chained, I'm a slave to Jesus. But that is where true freedom is found. A relationship with Jesus. Not religion, not rituals, but a relationship is what we absolutely need. And so we are here to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise the Lord. Hallelujah means praise. Yah means God. Praise the Lord. I remember you all. Yes, praise the Lord. And the second reflection, absolutely powerful. Be confronted by the truth. The prophet Elijah, he delivers a message of judgment to King Ahaziah for turning to an idol when he should have trusted in God. Don't turn to inanimate objects. Yo, do you hear me? Yo, do you see me? Yo, are you going to do anything for me? No, this thing won't do anything for you. So many people are bowing down to these things. It's so pointless. Ain't got no power. Ain't got no thoughts. Ain't got no ways to help you. The only one who can truly help you is our one true God, Jesus, our Messiah. And you gotta have faith in Him. Faith, even though you cannot see Him, once you experience Him, your faith grows stronger and stronger and stronger. That we know for sure that God comes through. You see, God came through in my life so many times, too many times, that I cannot deny that there is no God. Or there is a God. I cannot deny that God is real, for He is true. And so many of you guys experience God in your life. And your testimonies are the ones that really have power. Your story have power. And so, turn to Jesus. Let Jesus be your source of foundation. And so we praise God for each and every day. We praise God for He is in control. We praise God that He gives us the truth. And we don't turn to the lies of the world, the lies of society. We turn to the one true God to define who we are, to identify your identity in Him, to be children of God, man and woman of God, boys and girls of God. Because the world is going to try to trick you, try to confuse you, try to say who you are, your identity, your gender, your sex, who you are. It's not defined by the world. Who you are is defined by our Lord Jesus Christ, by our Creator, who created us in His image. And when He calls you, He says, you are worthy. You are loved. You are cared for. You are my child. And you are mighty men and women and children of God. He's your Heavenly Father, and you have direct access to Him. And it's okay to go to Him, being vulnerable, being imperfect, because that is who He came to save. He has not come to save the healthy. He come to save the sick. He come to save the brokenhearted, the weak in spirit. He come to save those who seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. This is who He comes to save. He comes to save each and every one of you. And you can proudly say, Jesus is my Savior. Amen. Amen. So being confronted with the truth, King Ahaziah was confronted by Elijah because he turned towards an idol, an inanimated thing, the things of the world, instead of turning to the one true God. And the God of Israel had always proven Himself over and over being faithful to His people of Israel. And this same God of Israel is the same God that we serve, same God that we believe in. And that's why we read through the Old Testament, through the history of Israel, how faithful He is, how loving He is, how He never came through. He always came through. Sorry. He always came through for His people, and He never failed. And yet, the king seeks prophetic knowledge somewhere else. The indictment of King Ahaziah underscores the importance of wholeheartedly trusting in God, especially in times of difficulty. We must trust in Him each and every day, not just one day a week or one day a month. We trust in Him because He never let us down. We trust in Him because He's the one that chases us, pursues us, and made a way for us when there's no way. And then we also want to spread His love, His grace. Amen. And so when we turn to Him in both times of prosperity and adversity, we demonstrate that we recognize God's power and authority over our life. And we refuse to turn to anything else of the world. Because if we refuse to trust in God, God will confront us with His word and through believers. And when this happens, we have an opportunity to repent and turn back to Him. You see, God is a God who forgives. God is the God who never lets us down. God is a God who fights for you and fights hard for you, guys. Because without Him, wow, my life would be in shambles. My life would be worthless. My life would be in dark place. But it was by God's grace which He lifted me up out of darkness. And by God's grace, He's calling you into His presence. By God's grace, you are set free from the things of the world. And now you are living in Christ. In Christ alone. You see, this passage, really powerful. It's really talking about the king's major two problems. A revolt and serious accident, rejecting the one and true living God and turning to a false deliverer, false God. This revolt by Moab, this accident by King Ahaziah, was actually something that perpetuated and was a reason because of his forefathers who were also evil. And this accident was intercepted by Elijah. And Elijah, he was sent by God, condemning the king for turning away from the living Lord and consulting a false god. And Elijah pronounced God's judgment upon the king, which is death. And now we all deserve death. And that death, not just a physical death, but an eternal separation from him. But God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son. Whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And so that's why it's so important to turn to one true God. To let God deliver you from the addictions in your life. From alcohol, substances, from binge watching, from gaming your life away. Let God be your coping mechanism. Let God be your answer. Let God be the one who heals you, who guides you, who leads you. Amen. And this king, the king asked who this man was, what he looked like. And the messengers described the prophet's appearance, and the king knew it was Elijah who had made the stern prediction of judgment. Amen. Wow. So, we can see this confrontation of Elijah and how there is only one and truly living God, only one creator, only one Lord, only one majesty of the universe. That is Jesus Christ himself. He is the Lord God Almighty, Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh. He alone possesses supreme knowledge because he is omniscient, supreme power because he is omnipotent, and God is present everywhere, which is omnipresent, because he is the Lord God of the universe. And he is able to help you walk day by day through life, no matter what difficult circumstances you face, what trials, temptations, problems that you face. The Lord our God, he loves you and wants to help you. And he will help you if you simply trust in him and follow him all the days of your life. And this is the great prophetical message, practical message of this scripture. But keep in mind, although this is just the beginning of 2 Kings, there is no real division between the books of 1 and 2 Kings. In the Hebrew Bible, the two books were originally combined as one book. In fact, the brief summary of King Ahaziah was covered in the last three verses of 1 Kings. And now his reign is continued in the first chapter of 2 Kings. And sadly, Ahaziah was reared by two ungodly parents, and King Ahab and the infamous Jezebel was his parents. And due to their wicked, evil lives, Ahaziah was influenced to walk in the sinful steps. And this confrontation of Elijah with King Ahaziah of Israel was showing the danger of rejecting the one and only true living God. Wow. So today, we're looking into the king's major problems. And tomorrow, we'll look into the king's enraged attempts to arrest and destroy Elijah. But it shows God's protection upon his servant. And then, afterwards, we will see the judgment due to sin. So immediately after being crowned king, Ahaziah was confronted with two major problems. This revolt, this serious accident, which he fell down and he hurt himself, so he was bedbound. And we can see how immediately he turned away from the one true, like broke away from these alliances. And that's why we must read this, okay? We're just looking into the Word of God, looking into it, trying to understand what really actually happened in this passage. You see, years before, David had conquered the Moabite nation and required the people to pay a tribute or taxation. But now, the northern tribes, they revolted from Judah, and they turned away from the Moabites. Wow. So what King David established, now this new king was trying to break down. And not only that, but he also suffered severe injuries, which were unusual accidents, falling from the upper room of his palace, Samaria, severely injuring himself. That's no good. And knowing the seriousness of his injury, the king did what most people did, beginning to seek help from their God. And his God was the false God. Elijah's God is the true God. And because he did not seek the one true God, he did not experience that divine healing in his life that he could have received. And I believe if he turned to God, Yahweh, then he would have been healed. But he did not. And so, who he sought was the wrong God, the false God, the things of the world, inanimate object. And so, Elijah intercepted the messengers, and he instructed them, and he told them exactly what would happen. Because they seek the one wrong God, because they did not anchor and their life upon the one true God. And so, not knowing who stood before them was Elijah, they returned to the king. And the king heard exactly the description of this prophet. And he said, ah, this is Elijah. I like the cut. Thank you, Wesley. My wife cut it 2 days ago. And so what can you learn from this passage? Why is it powerful? It's so powerful, we need to know this. So listen carefully. A person who rejects the Lord, turns to false God, is foolish. And the person that makes this grievous error in all their life, for no false God is living. Money is not living. Your Lambo is not living. Your house is not living. No. False gods are made or created by people. And they are nothing more than a figment of people's imagination, possessing no life, no ability, no power or knowledge. False gods are unable to meet any needs. And they are nothing more than pieces of wood or metals or stones or even AI, you know. Some elements are being formed by the hands of man. People's imagination of who God is and what God is like. They worship their own ideas. And so this tragic result for people who really need help, people who need help now, their false gods are powerless to help them in their hour of need. Their false gods have no life or consciousness or power to help. But this is not true with the one and true living God who will help you, who is your provider, who is God Almighty, El Shaddai, who meets all your need. God loves the world, therefore he revealed himself to you through Jesus Christ. And although man cannot penetrate the spiritual world to discover God, God has revealed himself to the human race. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son to the world to reveal himself, the truth, and give you the truth. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And he revealed his truth through you, to you, through the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ into the world. And one of the great truths that Christ teaches you, that he is the truth. He is the living and true God, and the only God who can help you and meet all of your need. And this was the tragic error of Ahaziah, rejecting the Lord God and turning to the false God for help. And likewise, when we need help, if we reject God and turn to false gods, their help will be of no use. They will be no use to you. They will not help you. They will leave you in your crisis, in your pain. But the one true God, our God from the Bible, only Jesus has the power and ability to help you. No matter what crisis, God wants to help you. He wants to help you cope through serious accidents and internal injuries, just like Ahaziah faced and needs to be brought about from such problems. So only Jesus. Amen. So he can help you through diseases, mental health, financial difficulties, unemployment, emotional instability, the death of a loved one, enslavement of sin, and constant temptation. Only God can help you. Whatever the need, God loves you, and he will meet your need. And this is one of the great truths shown to us by our Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the living Lord who will help you in times of desperate need. Amen. God is good. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 to 16, it says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things that are as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in times of need." Amen. Jesus is Lord. He's 100% Lord. Jesus is alive and well, and he defeated sin, defeated death. He is alive and living. That's why we can depend on him. And then Psalm chapter 42, verse 2 says, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" Wow. Great. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9 to 10. "For they themselves reported about us what kind of reception we had with you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and wait for him, his Son, from heaven, whom he raised from the dead." And that is Jesus, who rescues you from the wrath to come. Jesus is the one that rescues you, the one that saves you, the one that delivers you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so let us look into some application questions. Let us read his word. Allow his word to dominate our life, to transform our life, to lead us. Amen. Listen carefully, because I may be able to drop more hints, golden nuggets, for y'all, and some of my own personal experiences, which I know so many people can take away. Number one, where do you turn to when you face testings and trials? Where do you turn to? Well, we gotta turn to God first. And that answer is easy. But do you truly turn to Jesus? Well, I do. At my rock bottom, I turn to him. I know before I used to turn to gaming. And I would play League of Legends. I would play a bunch of games. Be addicted to it. I would turn to my own desires. And those ultimately did not satisfy for a long time. And so, I started trusting in God with all my heart. Believe in Jesus. When I was 25 years old, in 2015, at my rock bottom, and he healed me. He gave me life. He added to me. He gave me direction, gave me purpose. So Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, the only one that I turn to. Number two, which Bible verses encourages you the most during difficult seasons of life? Well, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18 comes to my mind. "Rejoice always. Rejoice always. Pray continually. And give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for us in Christ." Another one is, "The old is gone. When I live in Christ, I'm a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come." Amen. We are new creation in Christ. And another one is, "I can do all things in him who strengthens me." Another one is, "He's made perfect in my weaknesses." Another one is, "For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son. Whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 5. You write down, I'm not sure exactly which one it is, but I remind myself of that. Write down your vision, make it plain, run with it. Write it down. Know that God is all powerful. Remind myself that God is all knowing, all wisdom, and all present. That everything in this world that is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So God is eternal. Amen. So, and also, I'm reminded that the Holy Spirit is given by Jesus as a gift in times of difficulties, seasons. And when I live in Christ, I no longer live in defeat or difficulty. I live in victory to victory. I live in a season from Jesus to Jesus. I no longer go from Jesus to the world. No, I don't turn to the world. I always turn to Jesus. And He is victory. And my faith is strengthened. And I know He is a God of breakthrough. So I go from breakthrough to breakthrough. I carry breakthrough in my life. Because Jesus is a God of breakthrough. Amen. Number 3, when do you find it difficult to trust in the Lord? You see, what you can see in front of you, sight, is deceitful. But when you have faith, you know, faith triumphs over your fears, triumphs over your sight. And God said to walk by faith. And not by sight. Amen. And so, I really found it difficult to trust in the Lord back then. When I thought I could do everything. When I had pride. When I had ego. When I thought I don't need anything else. But now, God told us to be humble. To be humble and trust He's God. He's more powerful. He's got the way. His plans are higher than my plans. His ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And I can trust in Him. And He never fails. His love never fails. He's faithful to the very end. And number 4 out of 4. Why is God worthy of your trust? God is worthy of my trust because He showed Himself. Through Jesus Christ, living a perfect life that we cannot live, giving up His divinity, giving up everything He had, because there's no greater love than this but one to lay their life down for another. And that is exactly what Jesus did. He laid His life down for us on that cross as a criminal when He did nothing wrong. As a living sacrifice, the Lamb of God, to satisfy the wrath of God, so that we don't have to experience that wrath of God, so that we can be made righteous, made whole. Oh, glory to God. He took that 39 lashes, whipping on His back, of stone, of glass being cut through His flesh. That's what He did for us. He carried the cross. And He went up the Mount of Skull. And then He was executed with nails through His, pierced through His hand, through His feet. And the javelin pierced through His body. And water, blood gushed out. Wow. This is what Jesus did for us. So that we may have eternal life and not eternal death, not eternal separation from Him. This is what Jesus did. And that's why we give Him all glory, all honor. And that's why He's worthy of our trust. Because we could not have come up with that plan ourselves. And His timing is perfect timing. His ways are perfect. When He says to be still, be patient, and know that I'm God, that means to be still and know that He will make a way for you. Because he told me that before, and I waited 4 years, 5 years, until he said, go time. Send out your resume. Go. And he led me. Boom, 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 boom. 4 full-time jobs. Accepted one after the other. Well, 3 or 4. Camp Galileo, summer camp, school, and church. And then that was all within a span of like 4 months, 5 months, half a year. I was fast-tracked into the systems because I knew my demand was high, because God knew my demand was high. God made me desirable for those hiring managers or hiring people. Because God's word is sweet like honey. It's rich like gold and silver. It's powerful and alive. And when you recite and memorize the word of God, then you will instill that riches of God in your life, empowerment of God in your life, the glory and the power and goodness of God in your life. And that everlasting love. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's look at some of the comments, guys. UV4K. I'm going to pray at the end. Let me pray right now. Lord, we give our life to you. We trust in you. We thank you, for you are God of most high. You are our creator. And Lord, I pray that we anchor our life upon your word each and every day. We be dedicated to you, to speaking your word, to leading others to you, to building your kingdom, to saving more souls. Lord God, let us trust in you with all of our hearts. Let us give you all glory that you deserve. Father, I don't deserve it, but you deserve it. So thank you, Lord, for coming into my life, into our life. Thank you that you gave us the opportunity to walk in your ways, not by sight, but by faith we live. And so, Lord, continue to build up everyone here under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, allow them to experience your divine protection. Protection from the world and the devil and the evil things. Temptation, tribulation. Provide for them everything they need. Give them that career, their job. Give them food and water and clothing and shelter, everything they need in their life. Bring healing into their life and in their family. Oh Lord God, we pray for wisdom, understanding, knowledge upon everyone here. For you are good and you are God. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Amen. Philly Butterfly 4. Thank you, Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Amen. That's so beautiful. Daniela Lunga. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son. Whoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Gayla says, in Jesus' most holy precious name, amen. And Luz, Sandy, hi. Cisco, Shoshmu, Zion, Josh, Le Marie, hello. God bless you in Jesus' name. Mama Mayash, LJ, Yahash, welcome everyone. Praise the Lord. Amen. M. Ga Chong. Jesus is King. Thanks for the like, subscribe, for being with me in this live stream. I have a meeting in 6 minutes, so let's just go through these wonderful comments that you guys have. Chen Hui, ni hao. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Doreen Phineas. Phineas. In agreement, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah and amen. You see, our God is so good. And he loves us, cares for us. And he knows that you're not alone. I pray for your fathers. Hao Kip. Hao Kip. I'll call you Hao Kip. Lord God, I pray, lift Hao Kip up to you. As she faithfully walks in your ways. As she is a light for you in the family. Lord, shake the heart of her husband. Let her husband see your love and experience a dead end in the ways that he's going, and find life in you and turn to you. Allow you to be his Lord and Savior. Lord, we know that you're able to break these hearts of stone and bring them to serving you and to loving you. In Jesus' name, amen. True and high. Ivan, Shoshmu, thank you guys. Well guys, Alanya, I'm Pastor Josh. Janice, hello. Yes, God is good. Thank you for loving the videos. Glory to God. I try to publish often. Hello, Dark Alpha. Yeah. Work hard on the videos. I do. So. Wow. Well, I got a bounce. I knew this would be a shorter stream. But. May you be blessed. And may you see more of Jesus. And someone said, you get a haircut? Yes, I did. I cut it 2 days ago. My wife cut my hair. Thank you so much. May the Lord be with you always. As you all as well. Amen. Amen. Icy Boy, YouTube, hello. Shoshmu says, thank you for speaking today. Amen. Glory to God. It was our God. Chen Wei says, everything he said is true. Richard, Lord God, I pray for Richard. Pray for everyone who needs help. Jesus is the answer. And you can tell me why you need help too. We have 3 more minutes, I believe. Ooh, have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. And we can say, thank you, Lord, for your blessings. For I am blessed and highly favored by God. Lord God, I pray for Philly Butterfly, for your daughter's father to be healed from his kidney disease. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for helping me believe more in one true God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray for cancer to be eradicated, for healthy living, for wisdom and discernment in all things. Amen. Yes, thank you for this word. We all give glory to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. It is good that you follow God. Yes, he's so good. He's so good. We thank God. Live a heart of gratitude, heart of loving God with everything we have. So, yeah, God bless. In Jesus' name, may you be blessed. And you are awesome too. I love praying. I do. Storm flash. For God is good. Well, may God bless you guys. Amen. Alrighty. Well, it's not the end. There's more live streams to come. But this, for now, Panda out. God bless you.